Democrat Eric Swalwell, if gun owners defy assault weapons ban, the government has nukes. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 16, 2018. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, defended a potential assault weapons buyback Friday afternoon, saying that if gun owners defy a legislative ban, the government has nukes. The exchange began with conservative Twitter commentator Joe Biggs responding to a story on Swalwell's Thursday op-ed in USA Today, titled Ban Assault Weapons, Buy Them Back, Go After Resistors. At Rep. Swalwell wants a war, Biggs wrote. Because that's what you would get. Swalwell responded by noting the government's nuclear arsenal, writing, and it would be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes. Too many of them. But they're legit. I'm sure if we talked we could find common ground to protect our families and communities. Biggs responded by asking, so our government would nuke its own country in order to take guns? Wow. Swalwell countered by asking Biggs to quit being dramatic about the casual reference to weapons of mass destruction. On May 21, 2018, Breitbart News reported that Swalwell pushed an assault weapons ban that would be based on buybacks with criminal charges for those who did not comply. A similar buyback was used by the Australian government. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.